And my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself. And I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back. And I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of Soapy Serenades. I'm your host, Colin, and I'm really glad to be back because the past week I've been very much radioless. I've missed talking to all of you. So thank you for tuning in. Like I said, this is Soapy Serenades every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Please tune in. It's always a good time. The last song that you heard was The Flag Is Raised by Blade and Echo 2K, and the song that's playing right now in the background of my sultry voice is Jamma Joe by George Benson. Who has come to be one of my favorite artists of all time, actually. So, thank you all for tuning in. And in the studio with me, I have two very, very special guests, one of which I've already had on the show, but another that I haven't, and it's actually her first time in the studio. What? So, folks, please introduce yourselves. Tell me your name, all that jazz.
Hi, everyone. My name's Amara. I'm a junior majoring in race, colonialism, and diaspora studies, and I'm so excited to be here. It's my first time in the studio, and the space is so awesome. So thanks, Colin, for having me.
What do you think of it? What's the...
I love the graffiti vibes, especially, yes, like, on the roof. There's so much to look at. Like, I feel like I could spend hours in here.
I know. It's so cute. You can always discover something new in the studio. Mm-hmm. So what have you been listening to recently?
I have been listening to a lot of Bad Bunny. He just released his new album, Nadie Sabe Lo Que Va a Pasar Mañana. Besides that, I recently discovered Daylists on Spotify, and I didn't know that was a thing. So I've just kind of been listening to those, and it's fun to see like what moods they curate for you. For example, mine right now is modern R&B sultry afternoon.
Oh my God, sultry.
Yeah.
What are the odds? Okay, I just pulled that word out of I can't say it. But anyways, yes. And anyways, who is my other guest?
Hello, everybody. I'm Nicolas. I am also a junior. I'm studying biology on the pre-med track, and I'm excited to be here again. I was here during the summer a couple months ago, and I'm so excited to be back.
I loved having you on the air. It was such a vibe.
Right.
Always such a vibe. I think the last time that you were on the air, you were talking about how you had just come back from New York or something like that.
No,
or
we went to Philly.
Philly, that's what it was. And you said it was such a good time, which is great. Mm-hmm. I just got back from New York yesterday. I'm still a little bit tired, still a little bit sleepy, but we're here and reviving to some good tunes, which is always nice. What have you been listening to recently?
So, just like Amara, I have been listening to Nadie Sabe Lo Que Va a Pasar Mañana by Bad Bunny, which is his new album. Definitely a lot more trappy than his last album.
Mm.
And also, I've been playing nonstop Karol G's album, Mañana Será Bonito, because we recently went to her concert like 2 weeks ago.
Yes, you said
and
that.
And it's been great. It was a great experience. I loved it so much, and I've been like playing like the album. Like, I get ready mm-hmm. to listen to the album.
Of course. I still haven't actually listened to that, which I need to make an effort to...
Yes.
So, yeah, but I have listened to the Bad Bunny album and it was so good.
Right.
It's so good. The two like intro songs, they were like very like classical at the start. Mm-hmm. It was really really cool.
Sure.
I like to see his development as an artist, which is awesome. But anyways, thank you guys for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's see. I'll just give a quick PSA. Even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug, legal for adult recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody has ever died from an overdose, when you get high, your brain functions differently. Consuming cannabis and products derived from it containing THC will alter your senses, change the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and affect your reaction times, most dangerously when you are faced with an immediate emergency situation, which can happen at any time when driving. It's a delusion that stone drivers are better. Impaired drivers of any kind are more dangerous to themselves and others. So if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination, take public transportation, or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I sped through that one because we only have about 30 seconds before the song that's actually currently playing. So anyways, let's get to it. The song that you're hearing right now is Waiting on a Friend by the Rolling Stones. The song goes out to my dad. So yeah, let's get started, folks.
Beautiful.
Enjoy. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Let's wait for this song to play because I really like this one. Oh, so soothing. This is also George Benson, by the way. This is called Groovin'. But anyways, the song that you just heard was Shoogie by Foxygen. And then before that was The Sky is a Neighborhood by Foo Fighters. That one goes out to Gavin. He's probably on the track right now doing laps because he's like big athletic guy now. So yeah, good for you, Gavin, getting that work in. But anyways, guests, you said before that you went to a concert recently. Mm-hmm. Give me some insight. How was your experience? Where was it? All that jazz.
So we went to Karol G's Mañana Será Bonito tour in Boston, and she performed at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Mm. So we left here around 5 p.m. and it took us 2 hours to get there. But damn, it was so worth it. The concert was amazing.
It was amazing. And the artist that opened the concert for her was Young Miko, mm-hmm. which is this Puerto Rican gay rapper. Mm-hmm. And we were looking, like the day before, mm-hmm. when we got the tickets, I was looking at who was going to open the show. And I texted Amara and I was like, guess who is opening the show? It's Young Miko.
I couldn't believe it. It was also such a spontaneous decision.
It was.
We were going to go to Jay Cortez's concert on Thursday. Mm-hmm. We find out Tuesday that it's postponed. So Nico and I were like, well, we were in a concert mood.
Why was it postponed?
Not sure. No, he didn't say.
It got postponed till March, and mm-hmm. I couldn't get a refund because I got them from a resale.
Yeah.
So we basically have to go in March. Like, there's no way for us to resell it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like,
that's the worst.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But yeah, so Tuesday I was like, Nico, how do you feel about Karol G? And Nico was like, I'm down.
I'm down.
So, 2 days later, we were in Foxborough. She was the first Latina artist to ever sell out Gillette Stadium. So it was super impactful to be there and to be listening to her and to be in the presence of so many other Latinos too.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people. Like, mm-hmm. it's, like she said, it's sold out. Like, the stadium was packed.
Yeah. I have to see. I actually haven't been to Gillette yet, so I have to go at some point because... especially with these big artists coming around, like Karol G, like, good for her, honestly, securing the spot there. So,
and it was crazy because we got them for a really good price, and as the days went by, mm-hmm. like a day later, and then the day of the concert, they like went up like exponentially, like to like $400, $500.
I gotcha.
The same row that we
were
at.
Oh my god!
So we got so lucky.
Yeah.
With the seats that we got.
That's the thing about like resale tickets; you can never really judge.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but anyways, we got 8 seconds left, so the next song that I have for you all is a song by a man named Christopher Cross, and it's called All Right, a pinnacle yacht rock song. So enjoy this one, folks. It's a good one.
Give it. truck eased into my space. Somebody screamed somewhere. I struck a match against the door of Anthony's bar and grill. I was the whining stranger, a fool in love with time to kill. I've got detectives on his case. They filmed the whole
charade. Show me my rhyme.
He's got a scar across his face. He wears a hearing aid. Sure, he's a jolly Roger until he answers for his crime. Yes, I'll match him.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Soapy Serenades. I hope that your bubble baths are going well. And I hope that you're enjoying the show because we have some good tunes coming up. The last couple of songs were, DeBarge with I Like It, Steely Dan with My Rival, and then More Spell on You by Eddie Johns, who I was just put onto recently. All of his albums came out in 2012, but he's an artist from the 70s. So it's just like compilations of his songs. Very cool. I unfortunately didn't include the artist who I'm seeing this Friday, who's Faye Webster. I'm really looking forward to seeing her. I know.
I wanted to get tickets so badly, but
I was on the pre-sale like that. So I'm seeing Faye Webster. I'm really, really, really excited for it. I've been waiting on this for a while.
That's gonna be so fun.
I know. Like I've been to a couple concerts. I went to Eve's Tumor and I was supposed to see Black Country New Road, but I didn't. But this show, like, I'm looking forward to so much. Just because it's just gonna be like one of those concerts where, like, you don't have to worry about like the crowd surrounding you. It's just definitely gonna be like a vibey, like, swaying show, which I needed because the last couple of shows were a bit sweaty.
Yeah.
Anyways, you said that you were going to a show Saturday.
Yes, I'm going to go see Enrique Iglesias, Ricky Martin.
Oh my god, no way.
Yes, it's at TD Garden, and I'm excited because I've never been to TD Garden.
You haven't been to TD Garden?
No. I feel like, so I was talking to my friend about this. Like, Karol G was like the very first concert that I went to in a stadium.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I feel like it's my first time going to a concert, like, in an arena. So I'm
okay.
Very excited to, like, know what the space is like.
You're gonna love it.
TD Garden.
Oh my god. Yeah. Especially with those three headliners. Like,
yeah,
that is gonna be
it's
insane.
It's literally called the Trilogy Tour. I'm so excited.
So, wait, who's gonna be, like, the big, like, do you know who's gonna be, like, the big, like, final act? Or is it just gonna be, like, all
no
three
clue.
Of them on stage at
no
the same
clue.
Time? Okay.
I don't know if it's each artist performs, like, they each have turns, they each take turns, or like all three of them, because I don't think they have songs together.
I don't think
no.
they do.
No.
So, like, it's probably each individual,
like,
artist.
They each
yeah.
take turns, yeah.
I gotcha. That should be so much fun, though.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I hear that Pitbull puts on a good show.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need to go see him.
I want to see him before I die. That's like on my bucket
That's
list
on
of
the
things
bucket
to do.
List.
Like, as a Cuban, I have to see the Cuban icon Pitbull in concert. It's a must.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm really jealous. Especially for Ricky Martin.
No, yeah, me too. La vida loca.
All right. Well, we got a few more songs, and then we can end the show up. So, the song that you're hearing right now is one that just came out off of his album. What is it called? Oh my god, Something to Give Each Other by Mr. Troye Sivan. So, please enjoy this one. This one is One of Your Girls. If you haven't seen the music video, please watch it because it is amazing. All right, have fun, folks.
Running on the block to be around you, but baby, I'm first in place. Face card, no cash, no credit. Yes, God, don't speak, you said it. Look at you, skip the application interview. Thank you.
Hoy estoy en menos 20, pero me recargo de mi gente y mientras me curo del corazón. Hoy salgo pa'l mar a aprovechar que hay sol. Está bien no sentirse bien, es normal, no es delito. Estoy viva, manda, necesito y mientras me curo del corazón. Hoy salgo pa'l mar a aprovechar que hay sol. Está bien no sentirse bien, es normal, no es delito. Y mañana será más bonito. Salud, porque tengo a mis padres bien y a mis hermanitas también. Hoy no estoy al 100, pero pronto se me quita. Con cervecita y buena musiquita, los panas te visitan. Se me van los males, aunque estar mal es normal, todo se vale. Que no me falte la salud, ni pa' mí ni pa' mi crew, ni que me falte o bien los instrumentales. Ya con eso tengo, a veces ya no sé pa' dónde voy, pero no me olvido de dónde vengo. Yo sé lo que soy y lo que seré, por eso es que la fe me tengo. No necesito más, solo amor, dame tiempo. Yo me sano con tu compañía. Esa paz que me das, en otro no la encuentro, no. Por eso yo quiero de tu beso pa' que me cure en el corazón. Hoy salgo pa'l mar a aprovechar que hay sol. Está bien no sentirse bien, es normal, no es delito. Estoy viva, manda, necesito y mientras me curo del corazón. Hoy salgo pa'l mar a aprovechar que hay sol. Está bien no sentirse bien, es normal, no es delito. Y mañana será más bonito.
Mientras me curo del corazón.
Thank you.
I misplanned my timing, folks. I'm going to add one more song right now because it turns out that we have, I think, like a little bit more time than I was expecting. So I completely misplanned this, but it's cute. It's fine. Let me see. I'm going to add... Ooh, I just need a short song. Yeah, let's add this. Let's get groovy. Why don't we? And then after this, I have one more song for you. So the last song was We Fell in Love in October by Girl in Red. And now this one is Op Drief by Vlinder Voss. I don't know. Enjoy it. Alright, well, that right there was Op Drief by Vlinder Voss. Yeah, very fun stuff right there. Very rave music to end the show. I don't know why I ended it on that note, but yeah, so that was good stuff. I have one more song for you all. And it's called... I won't announce it yet. I'll just let it surprise you all. But I just want to thank my wonderful guests for being on the show with me on Soapy Serenades. It's always a good time when I have guests on the air. I love it.
Of course.
Very great first time, so thanks for having me.
Yes. And amazing. Anybody is always welcome back. So like, if you guys want to come back on, you know, just come back on. Like, just hop into the studio. I don't care. I love guests. So, yeah. So any last remarks, any shout-outs that you guys want to give?
Shout out Tufts Observer. Write for us, please. We're always looking for writers.
Yes, please. I was.
LC. Oh yeah, shout out LC. Okay. Shout out Somo Zine.
Oh yeah, Somo
yes.
Zine.
Yes. If you're ever looking for a zine to submit to, Somos. Somos.zine on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Anybody for you, Nick?
No. Shout out to all our listeners.
Yes. Yeah. Shout out to all. Let me see.
A lot of people to tune in to listen to us.
Shout out to all 22 listeners.
Of course.
Wow. Thank you all. Oh, and Quinn, thank you for joining us too. Always nice to have another guest. I love it.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course.
Don't forget the uncounted hundreds listening over the air.
Yes, exactly. Woo! Actual radio.
Yeah, the actual radio.
To the actual airwave listeners. Thank you for the people actually tuning into 91.5 FM and not just WMFO.org. So yeah, so I got one more song for you all. It is it's a little ditty called Jerry Was a Race Car Driver by Primus sucks, everyone. All right, have a good night. Scrub behind your ears. Thank you, and thank you for tuning into Soapy Serenades.
Never did win no checkered flags, but it never did come in last. And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. And we'll be back with 3 hours of TARDIS Jukebox today, right after this.
Full out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast.